You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Baseball season is in full swing. The Rivercats will be playing a series against the Las Vegas Aviators next week, while the Athletics, which are currently playing in West Sacramento, just wrapped up their first round of games at their future home in Sin City with the new stadium on the horizon. All of this is coming as Sacramento has launched a bid to secure an MLB expansion franchise of its own, and a couple new teams are finding their feet across Northern California. Jen Ramos-Eisen is a freelance baseball labor and economics journalist based in the Central Valley and joins us now for a little baseball roundup. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me on.
So how did you get into baseball labor and economic reporting?
I was a nerd in high school who hyper-focused on economics, and then I studied economics in college. I did a minor in it, and then studied journalism, and just kind of came together when I started covering minor league baseball in 2013.
Yeah, so it became a very like passionate niche for you. Yeah, and you really like dominate this field. It's so interesting. So you were in Vegas recently for the A's first series in Las Vegas. You actually got to tour the construction site of this upcoming new stadium. What's the status of it? What does it look like?
So it's still a shell of the stadium, but it is definitely a lot more than what I would have anticipated was being built there. They raised one of the trusses for the roofs recently last week. There was a lot of progress made between when the players took a tour last Tuesday and when media took a tour on Friday. I was just really impressed with how they actually are building and building quick.
Is it on schedule?
They told me that it was on schedule and some parts were ahead, but that is, of course, what is according to team president Mark Badain and what they're saying. I obviously don't have like the actual schedule in front of me, but they're telling me that it is on schedule and on budget.
Okay, yeah, because the A's are scheduled to play in West Sacramento through 2027. So you were at the first series. A's played in Las Vegas, of course. That's why you were there. What was the atmosphere and vibe like?
So they were trying to very much play into Vegas the first night on last Monday. And they had DJ Pauly D and Nick Carter, the Backstreet Boys, throwing out first pitches. They had A's legends like Raleigh Fingers say, you know, play ball. They had a UFC announcer announcing the starting lineup like it was, you know, old school boxing in Las Vegas, that tone, and really trying to put the fanfare out there. But one of the things that I've noticed is that there were a lot of people representing the teams that they actually root for. There were a lot of Dodgers caps. There were a lot of Brewers fans coming in for the series. It was a very mixed crowd, not necessarily all A's except for the jersey giveaway that day. But it was packed. They were saying that it was a sellout crowd. Usually when they say sellout, it usually means like tickets sold, not actual like people in seats. But they were announcing sellouts through the week.
Mm. Yeah, I lived in Vegas for a couple years, and it was right before they had a pro team. They had just locked down the Raiders. Obviously, they have a couple professional teams now. But I remember at that time, like just that excitement, and not necessarily caring what team, but having a pro team in Las Vegas. Is that feeling still palpable in there in Las Vegas?
It is. And it's very different than like the enthusiasm that locals have for the Vegas Golden Knights or the Las Vegas Aces, because the Golden Knights actually started there. And then the Aces, when they relocated from Texas, they were able to like capture that market. And because they've won a lot of people have bought into them. With the Raiders, the difference is that there's a lot of fans of away teams going to games, and it's more of like a home game for the road team kind of feeling. And one of the fears that some people have there is that that's what the A's will become with a team on the strip. Locals don't necessarily want to switch their fandom from whatever team that they already root for. But they are excited that they don't have to like travel really far to go see their team. But there is still an excitement there. One of the things that I did notice was that the energy at the ballpark was very high. And even though they were also playing a AAA ballpark there and it was in the suburbs, there was an excitement for Major League Baseball.
Bringing it back home to West Sacramento, I mean, the A's had some mixed reviews its first season from both, you know, how they played, also the attendance. There was a lot of buzz at first, of course. So how are they doing this year? I mean, when it comes to attendance, are there lots of people in seats? And I guess, has the reception surrounding the A's changed?
So one of the things that I had always noticed that was giving some adverse reactions is that they were not necessarily incorporating Sacramento into the brand. They're just called the Athletics. They're not picking up anything that says Sacramento, but now they have these Sacramento Saturdays where they have giveaways that say Sacramento on it. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're adopting the name Sacramento Athletics on anything. And it's just kind of like a holdover until they move. The reception still has kind of seemed the same. There are a lot of people who are not happy that the A's left Oakland, that they're still like in this transient stage and that this is only temporary in Sacramento. So there's still a lot of like standoffishness with Sacramento right now. As far as like attendance and seat goes, it varies. And it's one of those things where it's like if the visiting team is a team that has a lot of fans there, they'll go. Giants series are usually packed there. Yankees, Red Sox, the Dodgers are coming in at the end of the month. And a lot of people are anticipating those to be more packed crowds. So it really also depends on who they're playing. There could be a random Royals game in the middle of the week, and it's not necessarily as packed.
Coming back now to like just, I guess, the future for Sacramento, because this is a placeholder, right? The A's are going to move on to Las Vegas. They're building that stadium. But now Sacramento launched, you know, its MLB bid up. What does that actually mean? What is the likelihood that we have, you know, an expansion team in the next like 5 years?
So I would say right now it's low because MLB hasn't seriously considered looking into expanding. It's always just been an idea there, but not anything that has started serious negotiations. There's a lot of cities that have bids out there. A lot of them have had bids for years, such as Salt Lake City or Raleigh, North Carolina, Nashville, Portland. I know Vancouver, British Columbia recently put in a bid, and now Sacramento, of course. But all of these bids are just to put an interest out there. There's still the process of trying to find an owner who's willing to invest in it. And nothing will really start until MLB declares that there will be an expansion process. And right now, MLB is focused on labor negotiations. They have the CBA coming up, and the union is also a group that would have to be involved in the expansion process because, of course, that's players that they would be representing. It would be a lot of decision makers who would have to agree on the idea of MLB expansion.
Yeah, I mean, that current contract that you brought up, it expires at the end of this year. So that is like a looming pressure because there's the potential of a lockout. I mean, obviously, we've had strikes in the past. It's been, you know, some decades, but, you know, it can still happen. When it comes to the River Cats, it's still their home here. How have they been doing? How have they been impacted by all of this? Has it been a positive thing?
So they haven't really seen much change as far as attendance or as far as marketing goes. It's still pretty much the same. The difference is that the ballpark has a little bit different because they constructed an entire new clubhouse for the Athletics, and it's a two-story clubhouse, state of the art, where the River Cats still have their home clubhouse. And the plan was that the A's have theirs, the River Cats have theirs, they don't have to share one, and then visiting teams, Major League and Minor League, all are in the same small visiting Minor League clubhouse. As far as how it's impacted, with a ballpark, it's being used every day. Whereas before, it would be used 1 week, and then there was a week for a grounds crew to fix the field, do anything that they needed to do with it. But now there is no time. So the field conditions are generally where the most concern has been. And last year was, there was a week, there was no games in Sacramento so that they could redo the field. And I have not heard anything about this year. There's been less concerns about the field this year. So I think that's pretty much a change. But as far as the Rivercats go, it's still pretty much the same. Minor league attendance has generally been down in the last 10 years. That's something that is kind of reflected with the Rivercats attendance, but it's nothing to do with the A's themselves, but more of a larger trend with minor league baseball.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with reporter Jen Ramos-Eisen about baseball in Sacramento and the Central Valley region. So let's just hone in on minor league in the last few minutes that we have. So in Oakland, after the A's left, Oakland now has the Ballers. They're in an independent league. They're separate from the MLB. They're separate from the minor league. They are pros, though. How have they kind of endeared themselves to local fans? Are they doing well in Oakland?
They are. And I think it's one of the things that they're very much deeply rooted in the community. And they try to do a lot of community events out there and really show up for them. And that's how they've gotten a lot of their fan base, is picking up the pieces where the A's left and doing a lot more engagement where the A's weren't necessarily doing so in the last years that they were in Oakland. And because of a lot of fan investment in that, they are definitely one of the more popular teams in the Pioneer League. And here in the Central Valley, with the loss of the Modesto Nuts, they're now a Pioneer League team called the Modesto Roadsters. And I'd spoken to the owner of the Roadsters at MLB winter meetings in Orlando last December. And he had told me about how, like, there could be a potential rivalry that builds up between Oakland and Modesto with a distance. And that's one of the things that is bringing people there. It is also a lot cheaper than going to a Major League Baseball game. There's a lot more affordability as far as, like, just being able to take whole families out to games. And again, that community investment that wasn't necessarily there before. The Ballers have also done well historically as far as, like, their standings, going into playoffs. So they've had a lot of success, both on the field and off.
Could the same be said for the Modesto Roadsters? Are they building their fan base after? I mean, the Nuts were there for, you know, a long time, and it was bittersweet, even heartbreaking for some when they left.
So to my knowledge, like, it's just been the first month of the season there. They're still building everything up. They did a lot of community engagement to make sure, like, the community engagement that the Modesto Nuts did just didn't completely fall off. They're still very present in events in Modesto. As far as it translating to a fan base, it's still in the early stages. It's only been a month. The full first season will tell the tale, but right now it still seems to be in the building block stages.
Yeah, it's kind of like a blind date. You know, it's the first one. They still got to get comfortable with each other. Finally, in the last, you know, 30 seconds or so that we have, what are you going to be looking for as the season continues?
Well, the thing with the American League is that they're not necessarily a great league, and only like maybe five or so teams are at 500 or above, and the A's actually have a chance to make the playoffs this year, which is surprising, but it's also on account of there being so many bad teams in the American League. So whether or not Sacramento will see playoff baseball this year is something that is on a lot of people's radars.
Hey, you know, we'll take it. Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jen Ramos-Eisen is a freelance labor and economics journalist based in the Central Valley. We have been getting updates on the baseball landscape across Northern California, from the athletics to minor and independent teams. Still ahead, an event that asks you to step away from the grind and celebrate oral histories that hearken to our ancestors. The Sierra Storytelling Festival joins us. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.